Guys, welcome back to Royal Cast, and I hope you guys had an amazing Thanksgiving break. So yeah, I didn't post last week because I was in Thanksgiving break. We are going to establish that we all need a break, and when we need a break, we will have a break. But yeah, we are back, and let's get the conversation started. Okay, so first we're going to start with how is everyone's Thanksgiving? I hope it was perfectly fine. I hope you guys have a lot of family drama because, you know, every Thanksgiving, especially in a family, it's drama. Hope you enjoy that. Just hope you enjoyed eating all that food, even if it's homemade or ordered. I had a lot of food and I was in a food coma for the 2 days I was off. It was amazing. Had a lot of sleep for the whole entire rest of the year, I think. I don't sleep a lot. But yeah, hope you enjoy your Thanksgiving, and we're back to the regular program until Christmas and New Year's. Let's hope New Year's, because I know I'm going to restart doing a lot of different things on this podcast. But in other words, if you haven't noticed, in the big news, we have a new COVID variant, Omicron. I feel like the Omicron, it sounds like a Megatron, you know, Transformer type of vibe. Just saying, that's how it sounds to me. But apparently, it's already in the U.S. The first confirmed U.S. cases of Omicron has been detected in California. How a coincidence in California. So yeah, I haven't heard a lot about it. Basically, just you don't see the symptoms. Something, and some people got some people who are vaccinated did get the Omicron, but they were traveling from South Africa. I believe South Africa is where everything started. Now it's all over the place due to people traveling. Everything was opened again, traveling. So of course it's going to hit a lot of places. But our first confirmed one in the US is in California. So yeah, it says a lot of Washington state health officials have discussed the COVID-19 Omicron variant as a first case. A lot of places are. Fauci even said that travel bans was needed to buy some time to understand what's going on, how it works, because it's been like 10 days since we knew about this new variant and we completely do not understand it. So they're just trying to figure out if the COVID vaccine that we already have covers it. It should be fine. Hopefully it is, because I don't think we all can handle another fucking quarantine. I don't think we can handle it, because a lot of things mentally, we just emotionally got fucked. And having another one, I don't think we can stand. We can't stand it. We just can't. But the only thing is, I believe if everyone gets, you know, the right, like, the vaccine, just listen to the fucking protocols. Just wear a mask and 6 feet. That's all you have to fucking do to live a fucking normal life. It's just a fucking mask. Get it over it. If we all do this shit, I think we'll be fine. Just follow the fucking rules so everyone else can have a fucking happy life. Shit, because everything is fucked due to certain people that do not want to go through protocol. And why we gotta suffer? Because your dumbass does not want to wear a mask and get 6 feet apart. Like, it's simple instructions. Humankind, well, not humankind, but you know, people don't listen. Especially in New York, they don't. Trains are still cramped. People are still pushing. People are coughing. People don't have masks. And it's just like, bruh, I'm trying to live my normal life again, and you're just fucking it up for everyone else. But yeah, in other words, let's get to something else. I went to the movies last week, and I literally saw The Eternals, because, you know, if you're a Marvel fan, you know that you have to see the sequence they fucking release the movies to know what the fuck is going on. And this is Phase 4. If you don't know Phase 4, go on Google and Google Marvel Phase 4. It'll tell you everything. All the movies in order. So yeah, I went to see Eternals. Spoiler, if you haven't watched the movie, don't, you know, you can skip, I don't know, to a certain time, but you can skip until you don't hear the spoilers. But, spoiler, Mr. Superman look like, you know, yeah, don't like him. Like, I get he wanted to serve a purpose and follow his true thing, but my guy, like, you was more with your friends than this actual god, well, celestials. Like, come on, get it together. I really wanted to punch him in the face. And the little one, too, wanted to punch her in the face real quick. But other than that, badass movie. Angelina Jolie can't go no fucking wrong with her. She is fucking amazing. I love Angelina Jolie. Every movie she's in, even if it's a small cameo, a lot of people did have a lot of issues. Like, oh, Angelina Jolie's role for Athena was useless. It was like so little. She was better off like having a little role. Angelina Jolie in the movie was badass, even though, you know, it had to do with her memory. Like, they're kind of like AIs, robots in a way, that were created by Celestials. So, you kind of can't expect, if you know, a lot, if it's just also the beginning of the Eternals. There will be Eternals 2 coming out. And if you haven't seen the 2 post credits, where you should, if you're not a Marvel fan, you do, like, if you're a Marvel fan, you dead as know you have to stay until the last motherfucking letter. Because you don't know. Marvel has taught us to stay in our place until the last letter just to see post credits for other movies that are connected to this shit. So, I saw The Black Knight and Blade. Can't wait for that shit to be happening, because why not? Eternals 2 already, they already said to be continue. Can't wait for that shit to happen. The storyline, it was okay. Like, the story was okay. I love the fighting. I love the effects. I'm sorry. I just love the whole movie. I forgot her official name. She was a badass. The leader, Salma Hayek? I don't remember her name, but she is beautiful. Fucking love her. As an actor, amazing. She worked so hard to be a superhero. I heard she really liked wearing the costume. She even cried, you know, knowing that she would play a hero, superhero in her life. Amazing. I think all the cast did amazing. Love them. They're great. And I can't wait for Eternal 2 because, oh, this man Zoop, he said, I'm taking y'all and I'm a judgment. Judgment. I hope they don't kill him. Because I really like the characters. I don't like the red one. Even though I'm like, if you like, okay, they should have let the, you know, Celestial be reborn. But then I'm like, yeah, but then killing humans for one Celestial to be alive, it's kind of contradicting itself. Because it's like, I don't want us to die. But the Eternal, like, in order for people to, for planets to survive, you need Celestial. It's kind of fucking confusing. And it's like, yo, we should have, you know, I cannot make decisions, as y'all can tell. And this is why we don't let me make decisions, because I will literally be pros and cons up in this bitch. But yeah, and we're gonna switch back to a little bit of a concerning thing that I don't think a lot of people have seen. Literally. There is a concerning asteroid about to hit Earth, well, atmosphere, within a week. This has not popped on my page until now. Like, literally, I went on Google, and the first thing is, concerning asteroid will break into Earth's orbit in a week. Where? We literally have a couple of weeks for the fucking year to end, and y'all telling me we're gonna end with a bang. Seriously. And I'm looking over it, and it's like, okay, so 46 minutes ago, literally says, concerning asteroid will break into Earth's atmosphere. 7 hours ago, it says, concerning asteroid will pass Earth next week. So how do we change from perspective? Hopefully, it does not hit us in, you know, in a week. I'm not trying to leave, like, you know, Earth with a bang. We already been through too much for these 2 years. And we're still going through shit. So hopefully that would, you know, asteroid would be gentle and be like, I'm passing by. Just passing by. Walking by. Because I don't think we can handle anymore. I don't think we can handle anymore. Every day is something new. A new variant. A new something. And it's just like, I don't think we can take it no more. We definitely can't. Like, 100% I think we can't. We were all fucked up. And we got fucked more. And that's sad. But that's reality. It really is reality. I hope it does get better. Like, 2022 is the shit. Or some shit changes. Because, to be honest, I think we're over these 2 years. Like, these 2 years, I think we would rather erase from our memories so far. Also, a lot of things are finishing, which basically is the evictions. I think they should still keep it, mostly for seniors who cannot afford their rent right now. Like, there's a fucking disease out here that can kill people, and people are still not vaccinated, and y'all deciding to end the evictions momentum. Okay. Why? Like, are y'all trying to kill them? Like, they're seniors. And a lot of them are scared, and I feel bad. Like, get it together. As humans to human. Don't think about money. Think about human to human. Like, we're sacrificing each other up in these streets. And that's not pretty. It's not cute. It makes my fucking blood boil that as much as we try to do petitions and certain laws, we fuck each other up in so many aspects. And it boils my fucking blood. Like, we have to watch out for each other. But we don't. And that shit is just annoying. Like, I swear to God, I'm probably an alien or some shit. Because, to be honest with you, it gets me so mad. Like, they're seniors. And you are ending their eviction momentum because what? There's a whole panoramic, whole fucking crazy UFO shit going on. All that shit. Like, we're going through shit. Half of us are probably not going to go back to work again because I heard some of the restaurants are closing again due to the new fucking variant. And it's like, why? If we all just listen to protocol, like I said, we'll be fine. But eviction, like, you literally throwing people out in the streets to die. People don't even think better. All they think is just money this, money that. Think about the human. Stop with the fucking money. Because at the end of the day, if everything goes to shit in this planet, money won't mean shit. It just won't. It'll be survival of the fucking fittest. Money doesn't mean shit. It's just a fucking paper. But apparently society made it like this. I believe paper is paper. Whatever. Another thing is, I have a whole fucking list. Oh, the Spider-Man. Yo, if nobody was watching literally Monday night, I swear to God, it was so funny. the multiple people who was trying to get those fucking tickets. I was watching, like, I fell asleep, so I was not in the middle of that whole war thing. I woke up and I saw, like, bunch of fucking people just trying to get tickets to see this movie. Some of them was not successful. Like, the whole AMC fucking website was frozen. Some of them broke down. Some of them were, like, in loops of a fucking line online to just get some tickets to see Spider-Man. This is how impactful this shit was. Just to see fucking Spider-Man. AMC website was fucking... And then, like, I think multiple other websites was the same issue. Like, there were so much people just trying to get these tickets. It was so funny. I seen on TikTok, like, a bunch of people just trying. They're like, yo, I'm trying to. There was this person, like, flicking their fingers on the same fucking button so it could rewind. Yo, it was too fucking hilarious. Like, it was just funny. It was so funny. And I'm like, I told my brother, like, yo, did you get the tickets? He's like, yeah. But the website was, like, weird and jinky and lagging and shit. I was like... See, you was part of that fucking crew, bro, but you got the tickets, though. Yo, it is too funny. Like, a lot of people were really trying to get these tickets. And the whole website just either crashed, lagged. Just a lot of shit. I saw some person, like, they were trying to log in. They couldn't even log into their AMC account. That's how serious it was. Everyone was getting those fucking tickets. Because they fucking knew. And, like, it's so, I was just dying. I was so glad I was not in that predicament because I was asleep to go to work. But that shit was hilarious when I saw this in the morning. A lot of people really want to see this movie. And I hope a lot of people seen the other parts of the fucking, of, like, the fucking Phase 4 so they can understand everything that's gonna be pulled together. Hopefully. But yeah, I can't wait to see Spider-Man, December 19th. We'll be there in the morning to watch Spider-Man. I love Marvel fans. They're so amazing. Like, they know. Yo, we powerful if we broke a fucking website for just a fucking movie. Yo, we are powerful bitches. We literally broke down a whole fucking movie theater website. Like, I think it was Adam or something. There's another fucking movie theater app where you go get tickets. It's mad famous. And I think Fandango too. I heard it crashed twice. We crashed two fucking websites. Crazy as motherfucking shit. And I'm all for it. Because it's Spider-Man, bro. We about to get, like, I saw the trailer, and if you guys haven't seen the trailer, it's so funny how they really try to mask a lot of things, but it's, like, mad obvious to the fucking human eye, if you really, like, analyze all the fucking trailer. Like, yeah, really tried to cover up two different Spider-Mans, knowing the fact that we see three or four supervillains looking, each supervillain was looking at a different directions. Sway, you ain't fooling us. And they got me fucked up. MJ better be alive because we fighting. That is a must. We will be fighting if MJ is dead. We don't need a parallel universe where MJ is dead. But yeah. Other than that, I can't wait to see the fucking movie. It's gonna be so much fucking fun. Ooh. So, other than an asteroid passing the Earth, I hope you guys enjoy your New Year's and your Christmas. I already started putting my Christmas lights, like, over my kitchen. It's like a little bar thing. And I literally put around it fucking Stranger Things red light, like, colorful lights. I call it Stranger Things colorful lights because it reminds me every single time I turn it on of, like, in the beginning of Stranger Things where they use, like, the colorful little lights that, what's his name? I know his real name is Noah. He speaks to the mom It always fucking reminds me of it, and I always call it the Stranger Thing lights because it fucking reminds me of it. The tree is up already for like, what about like a month? I'm Hispanic. We push it in the beginning of November, even though I'm like, everybody putting their tree in the room, but it's not even Thanksgiving. But you know, less thing for me to do than the next day. I also did some like red decorations, you know, for Christmas. Probably will do my hot cocoa because a bitch needs her hot motherfucking cocoa. But yeah, Christmas shopping, I'm not going to be Christmas shopping. That is a whole dud. No Christmas shopping. Probably food for survival, you know. Because we really don't know what the fuck would be going on in these streets at all. Because, I don't know. But Christmas presents for this year, I don't think we are going to do it. Because, you know, everybody's doing their own thing. I don't think a lot of my family members are probably going to just stay home. Unless for New Year's, we are going to spend it together. Don't know yet. But after that, I think we'll be good. We'll be fucking good. Now, I wanted to speak on, like, parentings in life. Because I've seen a lot of things about, you know, people and their parenting. And I believe, like, every child should have, like, that, let's just say, that good life. Every child deserves it. No child deserves to be coming to a universe where there's misery, and I know there's some parents, and they probably need therapy themselves because it's a cycle. And if you went through something with your parents, and you having a whole child, I would say break the cycle. Go to therapy. Get some help. Give your child a better life than what you had. Break the cycle. Because it is a continuous cycle of abuse, mentally, emotionally, physically. Like, I personally cannot stand people hitting their child. I really can't. And most of Hispanics and African-American families are mostly hitting their child. Mostly hitting their child. There's like a few that they don't like hitting their child. But me, I personally do not like hitting a child. A child is a child. That's why we raise and teach the child lessons of life. You raise a child. Don't expect a child to know certain things. That's why they're children. So you can teach them. And teaching them, hitting them is not the same. I don't know who, bad parenting. It's not bad parenting, but it's certain parenting. I'm not calling out anyone for their parenting skills. You do you, that's your child. I don't want nobody getting offended. This is my opinion. I do not agree with hitting them. This is why you educate your child. Educate them. Sit down with them. I don't like when parents are like, oh, but this is my child and this is how I'm going to tell them. They need to know the authority. It's not like that. The child is still a human. It's a younger human. I believe if you sit down with them, they probably will fucking listen. But you exhorting yourself straight to fucking hitting them? How the fuck do you expect them to, one, trust you, two, talk to you? Well, trust and talk to you kind of like the same thing. Basically, depend on you as the parent and not hide shit from you. How do you expect to them? You need to have a relationship with this human. Like I said, it's a human. Yeah, I can say child. At the end of the day, it's still a fucking human. And you're teaching these humans what you're doing. A child sees everything. And the child would copy what their parents would do. That's why a lot of people need to be careful. Oh, another thing that happened. If you haven't noticed, it was all over the news yesterday. I wasn't really on the news yesterday and all that. I'm barely on the news. But there was a shooting in, I think, Oxford High School. And I think it was in Michigan. I believe it was in Michigan. Let me double check. Because I saw this and I was on YouTube. That's how I fucking noticed. I was on YouTube. And there was, I think it was, okay, so yeah, it was Oxford High School in Michigan. It was a shooting. I don't know how old the child was. Let me see CNN. Okay, so the students grabbed scissors for defense and escaped out a window in deadly Michigan shooting, and the suspect has been charged with murder. So I'm guessing, okay, it is. He left four dead with a gunfire, yelling in an urgent message on the loudspeaker. The frightened student barricaded doors, phoned for help, and picked up anything that they could grab in case they need to fight back. A senior was in a classroom when he heard the two gunshots, and this was Tuesday afternoon. Part of what authority called a sophomore's absolutely cold-hearted murderer's rampage left four students and seven other people injured. So the four students dead and seven others were injured. And the deadly shooting, this is the deadly shootings in U.S. since 2018. I heard he says, oh, these students literally said, we grabbed calculators, we grabbed scissors just in case the shooter got in and we had to attack them. He said, describing how a bullet pierced one of the desks they used to block the door. In sign language classes, freshman Mark heard someone announce a lockdown over the school's loudspeaker, and his teacher shut the door and fixed it with a metal door stopper. Okay. This was, like, very tragic for these students. I don't know. It doesn't say what or why this person did it. It says, I started to realize it was real when I heard people yelling. Later, someone outside of the room who claimed to be the sheriff's office told Kisha his classmates that they were all safe and they could come out. A video, oh, I saw that video on a TikTok. Is basically the guy, the child, I'm guessing he's a child, how old is he, is a child, was saying that they could come out. He pretended to be the sheriff just so trying to get in the school. One of the teachers like, we're not willing to take the risk, and it's not clear who the person was at the door, but that the teacher quickly signaled the students out to the first floor window in the snow. For then they raced across the courtyard and another part of the building where the law enforcement heaved them to safety. So, yeah, and it says 100 calls were made to 911. 2 to 3 minutes, officers arrived and they found 15-year-old suspect, later identified as Ethan, and took him into custody without an incident. Okay, he was charged as an adult with terrorism causing death of 4 counts of first degree murder. He was also charged with 7 counts of assault with intent to murder and 12 counts of possession of a firearm during commission of a felon. So, the lawyer, the prosecutor, Karen D. McDonald, said his lawyers entered a plea of not guilty on his client's behalf of Wednesday's arraignment. I feel bad for these students. I pray for everyone that they're fine. These students, right now, their mental state is not good. Hope that they do get better. This is a tragedy that this happens to school. This is why I'm a little on the fence of having accessible to guns. Look, there's multiple deaths in schools, especially younger schools, with these boys and girls can have accessible to weapons. It's not good. One of the deaths was a 14-year-old, a 17, a 16, a 14, and another 17-year-old. They all died Wednesday. Well, this one, Justin, died Wednesday morning at the hospital. The others died Tuesday. And I feel bad for these students. And I'll be right back. Okay, and we're back on. So yeah, I think we were talking about basically what happened at the Oxford High School in Michigan. Yeah, so my condolences to those who literally really got injured, and I feel so bad for the families. It does say the parents could face charges. So, the attack was the deadliest in U.S. shooting since 8 students and 2 teachers were slain in May 2018, according to the CNN. There have been 48 shootings this year on K through 12 campuses, 32 of them since August 1st. Okay, so the suspect was being held at a juvie detention facility. It says Wednesday authorities are asking the judge to transfer him from the detention facility to the county jail in Oakland. Charges, like I said, of the first degree is required for premeditation, and evidence in this case indicates the shooting was planned well before the incident. The shooting was, like I said, premeditated. So McDonald's office will consider charging against the suspect's parents. It says the weapon authority says it was used in the shooting in 9mm SIG saucers SP-2022 semi-automatic pistol. It was purchased by the father on Friday, 4 days before the shooting. The shots rang out in the school. Authorities are concerned considering charges against both parents, with McDonald saying a decision would be made on that swiftly, and the potential charges stem from the parents owning a gun. McDonald says that it means securing it properly, ensuring admission is kept separate, among other legal responsibility. So the suspect and his parents met with the school official hours before this shooting. Said that the 15-year-old had not been on law enforcement radar prior to the shooting. Video shows assailant was shooting people at close range. So, and I think one of these students that the guy, I don't remember, what's his name? I don't remember his name, told another student that he shouldn't go to the school, he felt something was bad, and look what happened. I do think he should. Oh, he fired at least 30 shots. Yeah, I think he should go to jail, learning his lesson and all the thing, but I also want to see the other perspective of him. Was he bullied? Was he something? Something must have triggered. But I do not agree the way he went through it. That's not how it's supposed to go. I feel really bad for the family and their loss. He should have thought about it very good. And, you know, yeah, he needs to go to jail. He needs to go to jail because this is murdered. You murdered students for what? I understand there's people that And these cases sometimes get bullied, and they people don't help them. As a teacher official, some teachers just avoid a student, even if they come to you and say, "Hey, I'm being bullied." Some of them brushes it to the side and causes them to go up to an extent they're not supposed to. I blame school systems for that. But yeah, I hope he does get charged, guilty, and I also believe the parent should be charged, because at the end of the day, you're the parent. Why would you buy a gun, especially knowing you have a child in your house? Why would you give a child a gun? How did the child get the gun? Because it doesn't clarify how he got the gun, but the parents should be charged, period. Because why would you have a gun? You're teaching your child, especially, like, did y'all even speak to your child to see how your child has been? There's a lot of questions I have in my head, like, I really want them answered, but they will never be answered. But it doesn't justify what he did. It just doesn't justify it. He still needs to be punished for what he did, for killing innocent children. Students. Students just coming to school. Like, imagine you just going to school thinking you're planning your day, having fun with your friends, and going to class and meeting your teachers and all this and learning shit and going to practice, and then all of a sudden you hear a shooting from someone and you have to run for your life, survival, hide. It's tragic, and especially for these students nowadays. Now these students are going to be traumatized. Some of them would be so distraught and traumatized for the rest of their fucking lives. Some of them probably will have PTSD. And it's just because one person decided to bring a gun and handle shit probably their own way, because some certain shit happened, and it shouldn't be like that. So I hope he does get charged, his parents get charged, and I feel so bad for the family. So condolences to all the family members who either passed away or injured during the shooting, and I hope everyone recovers and just recovered, and just think about you're gonna see them another day. So, yeah, I hope you guys enjoyed this episode. We're going to leave it at that, because we did cover a lot, and I have to go eat and edit because I'm fucking hungry. But yeah, I see you guys. Well, see you. I'm going to just say it. I will see you guys next week on Wednesday. Don't forget, every Wednesday at 11 p.m. will be a new episode. I think after this will be two other episodes, and then I will be finished for the year, probably one more, because I'm gonna start for next year. So yeah, I hope you guys have a nice day. Don't forget to go in the description and get our Instagram, Twitter, and Tumblr. Do we have Tumblr? Does Tumblr still exist? I don't think so. But yeah, you can go there, and you can also go to our online store. Everything's on sale right now, because I will be coming up with a new brand new designs and stuff for next year. So, I'll see you guys next time. Deuces.